What's your view on race and prejudice? I'm going to start with myself, me. I'm a professional. I've been working in information technology for about 24 years. And my career started in Germany. And I'm black, I'm British, I'm male. Question, have I experienced racism? Yes, I've experienced racism online just once at the turn of the millennium. There were even trolls and idiots even back then. How about offline and in the real world? Yes, I've experienced racism, being called a black bastard when I was very young by some hooligan kids. I was a teenager. Apart from that, I can remember when I was ironically abroad on holiday in Spain, somewhere. And this was British people, holiday makers, who would, get in a group and try to embarrass me with some racist or very strange, peculiar jokes that, cross the borderline. Have I experienced prejudice? I think I have, I may have. It's difficult to quantify and believe because this is a minor form of racism. I learned to heed the words of my mother and my father, of course. And my mother clearly said to me when I was a kid, pay them no mind. Make sure you do your schoolwork and your homework, and them will get themselves nowhere. Of course, I missed out on the Patra and the West Indian dialect to go with it. But my mum was absolutely right, because here I am, a Java champion, and I've worked really hard and achieved a lot of my ideas and achievements. I speak at conferences. So why on earth did I bring up this topic in 2015? Because I think racism and prejudice is still relevant to me, it's still relevant to you, it's still relevant to all of us. And we have in the United Kingdom, we're about to go into an election, there's a certain candidate that is very down and blames all the issues on immigrants from coming from Eastern Europe. And so this touches a little bit of a raw nerve. I was also prompted by reading a diversity report from Google about Google, about its US workforce. It's dated 2014, so this is last year. The report stated that there was, of the US workforce, 61% were white, 30% Asian, 3% Hispanic, and just 2% of employees were black. And the actual report was part of a news story where this data was mixed in with issues about diversity with women and sexual orientations of groups. Although those statistics are equally important and we have to address things like equal pay and rate, I will just focus on the idea of race for us here. And that's not to say being a woman, and we need women and girls in this industry. So with those statistics, it's no surprise for, between 3% Hispanic and 2% people being black, from one global internet brand name, that very few black people will choose to an IT career. It just isn't the attraction there if you just look at those stats. I can take myself as an example. Of course, there was no Google or Facebook or any other company back when I graduated from university, or even further back. You could say with my career, I can count myself lucky. Well, I actually don't. I've been through many sticky wickets, many jobs, and on several occasions had you know, difficult experiences and to do with employment and work and learning. But equally, the achievements are right behind me and still ahead of me. I've been a permanent employee and a contractor. You could say I'm the boss of my own game. But the question of race has always stuck on my craw. It's really hard to avoid because I am black. But for the majority of my working career, I've had no issues with it. I have neatly avoided questions about black people and the lack of black managers, directors and executive. And that is because of what I do, the nature of technology and software development. I personally love engineering. When you work as an IT contractor, you can avoid the politics. The golden rule is not to become involved in company politics. And as a permanent employee, if you have controversial issues, then my advice is also to stay away. However, you are viewed as a temporary resource as a contractor, and that's fine. So politics, this kind of racial politics, has, I guess, stuck in my craw. But should it be a factor for everybody? I think it is. The one thing we should be encouraging is holistic methods to encourage diversity and integration. And this point of this long audio boom. Software engineering is exciting. It's how I found it to be. It's purely a simply a mental exercise. There's nothing black, white, yellow, brown, purple or red about Java. To me, the big attraction of information technology was always the fact that in computer science and mathematics, there's no opinion or color or creed reflected in a number. A long, long time ago, I realized that such interpretations and opinions are a matter of the human condition. This was true in the early 1980s of home computers, and it is true of the tablet and digital community right now. It's this unbiased mathematical truth that has always been the appeal to me, who was once the local computer whiz kid at a secondary school in South London. I hereby did find my niche, and I knew I was good at it, and I wanted to keep on getting good at what I love doing. Okay, I realized that today I'm in a very privileged position. I have a career that I love, and it's very rewarding. It's this very same selfish gene cross-reference Richard Dawkins that took me from a working class boy in South London to the middle class man that I am today. However, I don't think today my mother's advice is enough for a lot of people. It's very well to turn the other cheek and take it like a man or a woman or beast, and still be determined to plow on ahead regardless, because you know that at some point in future time, when your enemies are in the pits, you will be raising your arms victorious. But for me, this is not enough. Perhaps like me, you can put yourself in some other person's eyes or feet at the very start of their careers in IT, who have the same dreams, thinking about the same very exciting opportunities in IT. Perhaps they're wondering who they are, what their achievements will be, where are they travelling to, how do they get there, is their chosen career path a level playing field? Well, is it? No one truly wants a prejudiced landscape and a life full of regrets and misery in their work inside information technology. Black people have the very same ambitions that other people in the world have, to make a difference and to be the big difference if they can. They have the same IT goals that you and I may have. Then we have to leave the door open for the next person to sit in our seat or sit next to us.